みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
幸子です。
幸子さん、今日のテーマは授業参観ですよ。
はい、Parents Day。
そうですね、今日のレッスンでは自分の子供の授業参観に行った人が自分の妹にどんなだったか説明してる、
はい、報告してるわけですね。
そうですね、
妹さんに。
そういうシチュエーションですね。
So it's a big brother reporting back to his little sister about what he saw at his younger child's Parents Day。
で、その先生と子供たちのやり取りも入ってます。
はい、
だからカジュアルフォームも出てくるし、polite form も出てきますね。
そうですね。This conversation consists of two components. The brother and the sister talking, and the teachers and kids talking, which is usually a combination of honorific and casual.
ですからその場面が変わるので、そこに気をつけて聞いてください。
はい。
あのさ、今日下の子の授業参観に初めて行ったんだけど、すごく面白かったよ。
へえ、どんなだったの？
見たのは算数の授業だったんだけどさ、
はじめにボールが3つありました。あとで4つ増えました。全部でいくつになったかな、わかる人？
はいはいはい、
はい、
じゃあレオくん、わかるかな？
はい、7です。
そう、本当？他に誰か違うと思う人は？
はいはいはい、
はい、
じゃあまさみちゃん。
先生、7です。
ああ、そう、7ですか。他には？他の答えは？
はいはいはい、
はい、
ゆうきくん、わかるかな？
はい、7だと思います。
7か。他には答えわかる人は？
はいはいはい、
はい、
はい。ってまあ、ずっとこんな調子で、さらに2回も子供たちのはいはいはいが続いてさ、驚いちゃったよ。
なるほどね。小学1年生ってそんなもんなのよね。
まさに異文化コミュニケーション、子供の世界ってすごいな。
お兄ちゃんも仕事ばっかりじゃなくて、たまには子供とゆっくり過ごしなさいって。
はい。
次は英語が入ります。
あのさ、今日下の子の授業参観に初めて行ったんだけど、すごく面白かったよ。
Today I went to see my kids' parents' day. It was really interesting.
へえ、どんなだったの？
Really? So what happened?
見たのは算数の授業だったんだけどさ。
I observed the math class, and it went something like this.
はじめにボールが3つありました。あとで4つ増えました。全部でいくつになったかな？わかる人？
First we had 3 balls, then we got 4 more balls. Now, how many balls do we have in total? Who knows?
はいはいはい！
Me, me, me.
じゃあ、レオくん、わかるかな？
Okay, Leo. What do you think?
はい、7です。
7。
そう。本当？他に誰か違うと思う人は？
Is that so? Really? Anyone else who thinks it's different?
はい、はい、はい、
はい。
Me, me, me.
じゃあ、まさみちゃん。
All right. まさみ。
先生。7です。
Teacher, it's 7.
ああ、そう。7ですか。他には？他の答えは？
I see, 7, huh? Anyone else? Any other answers?
はいはいはい、
はい、
Me, 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 me!
ゆうきくん、わかるかな？
Yuki, do you know?
はい、7だと思います。
Yes, I think it's 7.
7か。他には？答えわかる人は？
Okay, 7, huh? Anyone else? Who else knows?
はいはいはい、
はい、
Me, me, me!
で、まあずっとこんな調子でさらに2回も子供たちのはいはいはいが続いてさ、驚いちゃったよ。
So the class was like that the whole time. I was surprised at the children saying me, me, me. And it kept up like that two more times.
なるほどね。小学1年生ってそんなもんなのよね。
Yeah, first graders are just like that.
まさに異文化コミュニケーション、子供の世界ってすごいな。
It's truly intercultural communication. The mind of a child is amazing.
お兄ちゃんも仕事ばっかりじゃなくて、たまには子供とゆっくり過ごしなさいって。
You do nothing but work. I've told you that you should slow down and spend time with your kid.
はい。
I will.
なつこさん、この会話どう思いましたか？
なんか子供たち元気ですね。
すごい元気ですよね。声がすごかったですね。
そうですよね。はいはいとか言って、
皆さん耳が痛くないですか？ We just want to make sure that your ears don't hurt from all that loud screaming. Okay, so let's go over today's vocabulary. 単語をお願いいたします。
はい。下の子、
younger child。
下の子、下の子。
So when you have more than one child, the parent would refer to their own child as the younger one or the older one.
そうですね。ですから、older child は上の子ですね。
Yes. で、3人兄弟の場合は真ん中の子は何でしょう？
You said it.
真ん中の子。Okay, next vocabulary, please.
授業参観。
Parents' Day.
授業参観。授業参観。
The next vocabulary, please.
調子
pitch.
調子調子。
So Natsuko-san, if you're feeling good or you feel like you've got the energy today, what do you say?
調子がいい。
Yeah, so your pitch or your energy is good.
Yes.
So what if you're tired and you're just not with it?
調子が悪い。And it can also be used for non-humans, right? 今日はパソコンの調子が悪い。
My computer's acting up today.
Okay,
next vocabulary, please.
異文化。
Foreign culture.
異文化。異文化。
Now, this consists of two parts. The first one,
異
refers to a different or outside.
そうですね。Something foreign.
Foreign to you. And the next word,
文化
means culture.
そうですね。
So together, it'sAn outside culture, or a foreign culture, unfamiliar culture.
Yes.
Now, what's the one thing that Japanese people love to do?
異文化コミュニケーション。
Which is like intercultural communication. It's a big hobby of the whole
hobby.
Yeah, I think.
人気のあるトピックではありますよね。
確かに。The next vocabulary, please.
たまには。
Once in a while.
たまには。たまには。
So let's look at a sample sentence for the term たまには。
家でビデオゲームばかり遊んでないで、たまには外で遊びなさい。
Play outside once in a while instead of playing inside doing video games all the time.
なんかよく聞くような気がしますね、このフレーズは。
I can imagine a lot of mothers saying that to their kids. Yeah. Second sample sentence, please.
テレビばかり見てないで、たまには運動しましょう。
Let's go out and exercise instead of watching TV all the time.
なんかこれもすごくよく聞く気がする。
すごいよく聞く。 So, 今日のフレーズ、たまには、it's very useful.
Yes.
And use it for positive and negatives. Let's take a look at today's grammar point. There's a couple of them. The first one is the difference between 他には and 他の答えは。
ちょっと、sounds a little complicated.
Can you briefly sum it up for us? What's the difference? How do we use it differently?
他には is like anything else.
Right.
So there must be some other options.
Right. So you don't need to refer to anything particular.
Yes.
You don't have to say any other options or any other apples or it can be anything else.
It's like adding something
to I see.
The ones already given.
So if I ordered coffee, tea, pancakes, and french fries, you would say?
他にはよろしいですか?
Which is a polite way of saying anything else? Or anything else to go with that?
そうですね。
And I would say yes. Sandwiches and spaghetti and steak.
他には?
いや、もういいです。もういいです。No, nothing else. Okay, what about 他の答えは?
This specifies that any other answers.
Right. It's sort of limiting what the other person is going to answer.
Yes.
So it's 他 followed by the possessive particle の followed by a noun. So if you wanted to say, what about the other people?
他の人は?
Right.
So like someone else coming?
Right. Or it could be, oh, where is everybody else? Or what is everyone else doing? 他の人は? Very useful. So let's do some sample sentences that really clarify the difference between these two. When I'm out shopping, I ask for an apple, an orange, and a banana. I would say,
リンゴとみかんとバナナをください。
And the store clerk would say, anything else?
他には?
Yes. That's because the customer has already lined up some items, and you don't need to say 他の果物は? Because it's implied.
Mm-hmm.
You listed three fruits, and there you go.
In this case, you can also add something not fruits, answering, あとトウモロコシをください。
Please give me corn as well. So if you've already listed some fruit, the other person will just say 他には? Because you know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. The topic is fruit. But if you haven't talked about fruit before and you're mentioning the subject for the first time and you want to say, what other type of fruit do you have? You would say,
他の果物は何がありますか? So this one is a 他の and noun pattern.
Pattern, yes. Because you haven't mentioned the topic of fruit before. Grammar point number two, we have 何々の世界. In the dialogue, it was
子供の世界.
The world of children.
Mm.
And what did the big brother think about that?
子供の世界ってすごいな。
The world of children is just amazing.
Mm, I agree.
Yeah, you think so?
I guess they're kind of seeing the world in a different way.
Now, 何々の世界.
Yes.
So if you wanted to say that in the world of something particular,
yes.
This person is very well known,
mm-hmm.
or this person is very famous, you can mm-hmm. say 何々の世界.
Yes.
So if I wanted to say a very popular character in the world of anime,
アニメの世界では大人気のキャラクター.
So literally translated, that means in the world of animation, a very popular character.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that pattern. Okay, so Natsuko-san,
はい.
Who is famous in the world of podcasts, Japanese Pod の世界では有名な Natsuko-san.
Satsuko-san もね.
Yeah, 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 まだまだです。私はまだ初めてばかりなんですけど。今日のレッスン、簡単なレッスンでしたが、グラマーは結構難しかったですね。
そうですね。でもこれすごく使えるフレーズだと思いますので、
はい、
繰り返し聞いて、次は使ってみてください。
はい。So, the dialogue may have seemed a little bit easy for your level, but the grammar is really important and really useful. So, make sure you listen to this once again with the PDF in hand and get this right because it's really useful.
それじゃあ、また来週。
See you next week!